Hey guys, Davius here, back with another OVA review for you guys this week. Hope everybody's week starting off great. Hope everybody had a great weekend. My weekend's been pretty hectic. Not really, I just did stuff around the house. Cars tore up, so that's the thing. Watched a lot of anime. I'm trying to catch up about some stuff. Watched some Air Gear, almost finished with that series now. Just knocking on a few things like that. And so, yeah, back with the OVA review for you guys. This week's OVA that I will be reviewing is actually not an OVA. I found out, well, it is an OVA, and that's wrong. It's an OVA, but it's not a full-blown episode of something. It's actually a recap episode. Recap episode or recap OVA. And that is Cowboy Bebop, Yosei Atsume Blues, or Cowboy Bebop Session XX is also what it's called. What this is a quick overview, I guess I should give. Back when Cowboy Bebop premiered, back in the 90s, it got canceled for a while in Japan due to the violence and everything in the show. So once it got canceled, there were some episodes that weren't released. Later on, I think they got released later on over here in the States, but also were kind of dumbed down a little bit. But, in a nutshell, what Cowboy Bebop Yosei Atsume Blues is, it's sort of a recap episode of different parts of the show, but it's narrated by each character, and kind of giving a philosophy on life, on human interaction, their philosophy on just the way we interact with each other and the way they see the world and the way they see things going. And it's really interesting. Like, you can't go into it expecting a story. There's no story, there's no plot. It's just a recap episode, but each person, like you start off first with Spike. Spike gives his overview of himself at first, which is amazing. And then he kind of goes into a philosophy of human life in general and how humans interact with each other and how we treat each other and how we sort of use each other as stepping stones, in a sense. Then they go into Faye, and she gives her philosophy on sort of how men see women and how men sometimes see women as being weak or being lesser than them, but in all actuality, sometimes women play that role just to not get over on the men, but to make men think that they're weaker when they're really stronger than that person, or stronger than that man, I should say. It's really amazing. It gives his philosophy stuff. I mean, it's really, really, really good. Then Jet also, Jet gives his philosophies on everything and about just like some stuff about cooking, and he gives his philosophy breakdown on like beef and like if beef and chicken, and it's like it's all a metaphor for us and for but it's so amazing. There's not a lot to say about this show, about this episode. It does start off with a introduction about how the show got canceled and things of that nature. Like, there's a whole, 2-minute, preview thing about how it got canceled and all that kind of stuff. It is sub, which I'd never seen Cowboy Bebop sub. It's my first time watching it sub. And I must say, the sub sounds amazing. Like, the voice actors are amazing. Like, I'm tempted to watch the whole show sub just for the experience because I loved it so much like that. And then at the end, they do the thing where they say, one day you will see the true Cowboy Bebop, which was a message because I read somewhere that I think eventually the unedited versions of Cowboy Bebop did come out. I want to say on VHS back in the day. I think it came out on VHS, and they were finally released years later. But yeah, it it it's is like I said, there's no story, no plot, but just to kind of hear the voice actors in character and giving philosophies on just life and interaction and relationships and everything else. It just, it's such a calming OVA. It's calming and it's relaxing, and you just kind of feel mellow, and you just kind of zone out and go into this bebop world. Not to mention the music itself is amazing. The ending song is, God, it's one of the best like Japanese rap songs I've ever heard. It's just, it fits bebop so well that you can't imagine that song being anywhere else but in bebop. It's so smooth, it's so jazzy, it's so upbeat. It's a perfect blend of everything. And I can't remember the song right now. I did find it last night on YouTube, but I recommend the song. It's a great, great song. Yeah, there's really not much else to say about this. Here's a recap episode. Each character has their moments. And yeah, you just if you're a huge bebop fan, I definitely recommend it, because it's just, for me, I would say it's a must watch. Just to kind of get a sense of what the characters are thinking, in a way. If you're a casual bebop fan, and you probably want to pass on it, it's 25 minutes, but it's 25 minutes, but it's not worth your time if you're not a bebop fan. If you're not a bebop fan, then it's definitely a skip. But if you are a bebop fan, it's a must watch, definitely. It got me wanting to rewatch the series again, so I think I'm going to, excuse me, guys. I think I'm actually going to rewatch Bebop again just for the experience once again, because it's been so long since I've seen the full series that there were certain aspects that I didn't even remember when I watched this recap episode. It was like, yeah, I think I remember that, kind of remember this. So I want to go back and rewatch Cowboy Bebop and get a second take on it again. So yeah, I'm not gonna ramble too long, but yeah, it's called Cowboy Bebop. Yosei Atsume Blues. You probably can find it on any fan sub site you go on, because my knowledge is not dubbed, it's not licensed, it's just out there. It may even be on YouTube if you search hard enough, but I know it's on the fan sub sites. Like, it's about 25 minutes, not too long. So I say give it a watch just for the experience of it. I thought it was amazing. I gave it an 8 out of 10 on my anime list. Definitely worth the watch. So yeah, I think that's it. I'll be back next week with another news hour for you guys. Another news hour. And yeah, so until next week, talk to you guys later. If you're a Bebop fan, leave a comment. Tell me some of your favorite moments. And tell me if you've seen Yosei Atsume Blues. If you have, what do you think about it? Yeah, so until next time, check out otakupuppy.blogspot.com, and see you guys next week. Maho out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.